Mayor Reed says he was on the phone all weekend, and even though the city and church didn't get a deal done by August 1st, the previously established deadline, he said it was a big accomplishment.
When things got hard, I didn't quit. And I have taken as many scars and hits and bruises as anybody in this stadium process.
Friendship's board and congregation still need to approve the deal. Over the last several months, Reed has made it clear he wants the stadium built south of the Georgia Dome, where Friendship and another historic church, Mount Vernon Baptist, are located.
The benefits are the two MARTA locations, its proximity to the Georgia World Congress Center campus right now, my desire to have less traffic and less congestion.
The Georgia World Congress Center has handled negotiations with Mount Vernon, but negotiations stalled last week. The Falcons have since shifted focus to a location north of the Dome. Reed said the Congress Center and Mount Vernon need to get back to the negotiating table.
I think I've done enough in this process to ask that they try harder, because that's what folks asked me to do.
Reed said he'd personally visit with Mount Vernon's pastor. In addition, he's asked former Atlanta Mayor Andrew Young to mediate between the Congress Center and the church. Mount Vernon rejected the Congress Center's final offer of $6.2 million. The state by law has a cap on how much it can offer over the appraised value of the property. Reed said he didn't know where additional funds could come from.
I tell you what, solving that problem is an easier problem than when I was told we weren't going to have a stadium. And so, you know, in Atlanta, you know, our stuff is 3 yards in a cloud of dust, but we get it done.
In a written statement, the Falcons commended Reed and the church for coming to the agreement, calling it a positive development. But in terms of the south site, they say, quote, other significant issues and requirements remain unresolved. For WABE News, I'm Jonathan Shapiro.